Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. My name is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio, and tonight we're going to enlighten your wisdom and open your eyes to your innovative talents. We're going to expand your wisdom with Reverend Tiffany White. Tiffany is an RH and INHA, is a psychic medium, spiritual teacher, an ordained metaphysical minister, and a holistic health practitioner, educated, trained, and certified in multiple healing modalities. She is a certified attuned, oh my God, I'm going to butcher this word, Atlassian Crystal and Yushi Reiki Master Teacher, and incorporates her psychic medium abilities, spiritual counseling, shamanism, and Tibetan bowl within the healing session. Tiffany is a registered healer of the International National Healers Association. Without any further ado, I'm going to welcome Reverend Tiffany to the show. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. Welcome, Rob. And I'm just so, so honored to be on your show this evening. And welcome. And just everyone who's calling or the listeners, thank you so much.
And if anybody wants to talk with Tiffany, the number is 718-305-6548. Tiffany, here's something that I've really kind of expanded into. The world right now is pretty much at a stalemate. It's waiting for a whole new way of doing business and innovation. And how is all your wisdom that you've acquired, how do you feel that the world is really waiting for the new wisdom and the new innovation from individuals?
Well, actually, I feel like it's coming full circle, right? They're going to come back to the place of peace, because there was peace on this earth plane at one time, and we've got so far away from that. And more and more, you're hearing, whether it's more and more light workers or the term new age that I don't like, because it's not new age at all. It's very old age. But and everyone that's here pretty much is trying to hold the torch of light, so to speak, to get back to peace. And those that are ruled by greed and power, they feel that their power of reign is slipping, and so that makes them act even more violent. So where things may seem like it's getting worse, it's actually going to be better.
I want to welcome all the guests in the chat room. And here's the thing, any questions in the chat room for Tiffany, I'll ask. But here's the thing, Tiffany, it's kind of ironic you said that, because this week I was paying attention. You know, these people have to find one bad guy after another guy to keep that in their industrial military complex going. It went from Stalin to Gaddafi. In the last year, it went from Gaddafi to Egypt to Syria with Hussein and them before that. And that is the way they've been keeping that industrial military complex going. But how do you feel people are starting to open their eyes to understand peace and prosperity is for everybody?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I do feel that. You know, we're tired of being fed fear, because that's how they control. That's how people are controlled by, is by fear. And really, it's using your own mind against you. Because once you apply fear, that the terror that they can bring on people is nothing compared to what we imagine terror is in our own mind. All right? And so that keeps us prisoner. And as more and more people are breaking free from that, they realize, no, you know, this isn't my fear. This isn't, everything's going to be fine, and I believe in that.
And that's true, because we've been taught fear. Everything negative in the world, we've been taught through the school system, all the way from the time we were able to understand till today. And so, Tiffany, how do you feel? There's an energy out there, I feel it, that is really starting to engage people in their own wisdom and their own inner talent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely there is. And more and more people are tapping into this. They're tapping into that energy and realizing that they're not alone in what they're sensing, what they're feeling, and that the network is growing and growing, and that gives a lot of confidence, you know, to keep going and to keep sharing and spreading the love. That is more powerful. That is the most powerful thing ever. It is really our divine love. It conquers everything.
And you know, here's the thing. You know, they can have all the wars they want, Tiffany. They can do all the wars, but how does a war end? Always in peace talks. So why not start with the peace talks?
Exactly. Right. I mean, I feel like the people who are pulling strings are always going to be that way. But, you know, humanity, we keep getting how we come out of, like the civilians and people, maybe the victims and those innocent, so to speak. You know, we're the ones that have to pick those pieces up after war. All right? Not the greedy people keep on doing what they were doing, right? And they keep throwing these illusions at us to try to trick and fool us. But more and more people are going to rise and know more with the illusion.
That's the whole thing. It's an illusion. And, you know, it's a subliminal illusion, just like the wars are fought with subliminal hate. And everything we're fighting is a subliminal war. And so how do you feel the energy is really starting to work on that?
Well, I feel that this the energy has been getting better for a while, maybe slowly at first, and now it's starting to really accelerate as we're in this new age of Aquarius. So it's really accelerating at a very fast pace now, and more people you can hear are, you know, whether it's people you talk to or look at the posts on social networks. People have had enough. They're tired of trying to be force-fed fear and illusion, and people opening their own eyes and it's like, no, this is wrong. This is not right. And why is it so hard to come to terms of peace? Because those that are in power lose everything. They lose all that so-called power.
And you know, that's the thing. That's something I really have expanded into myself, because I wrote a book called Fear is My Friend, Expanding Astute Revelation. And that really is. But I want to talk about Tiffany's website is whitesagewoman.com. And she also has a radio show. Her next show is Tuesday, October 1st, 2013 at 1 p.m. Eastern. Now I want to get to something that I feel everybody in the world really has to expand into, and that is the holistic health. How will holistic health, eating, you know, you got to have a variety of everything, but start taking care of the body. How will that take away all the medicines? Because my mom just passed with Alzheimer's, and she had a patch that was $500 a month that did her no good.
Well, what inspired me, Rob, into this whole holistic health was I remember being very young with abilities and just knew that I was a healer, but it didn't translate right. Or when I said healer as a child, people thought I meant, oh, isn't that cute? She wants to be a nurse. No, that's not what I meant. But I watched my own mom battle cancer 3 times. And finally, she did cross over in 1990 when it went into her brain, in her bone. But, you know, I knew that, and I went with her to doctors, and I saw how these specialists treated my mom. And I was upset. And I was like, there has got to be a better way. This is just brutal how they treat people. And I was like, where's the love, the compassion, the understanding? And I felt like she was just in this system, this cookie-cutter system of getting them in, getting them out, getting them prescriptions, getting this, getting that, and sending them on their way. And I was like, there's something really wrong with this. There's something that is natural. We got to take better care of ourselves. Now, when I was young and I saw my mom, I knew that she gave herself cancer, because I would see all her negativity follow her, like her disease follow her like a dark shadow. It was only with her. It wasn't with anyone else. But when she laughed, the shadow disappeared. So this is through a child's eye. This is what I remember seeing with my mom, that I knew that her disease was not really a part of her, but it was. It just followed her like a dark shadow. And I come to realize later on that what that is that it's outside of us, you know. So all our negativity, the negative thoughts that we even say to ourselves, the way we talk about ourselves, even out loud, our body hears that as a command. It doesn't differentiate if you're just teasing or not, you know. So we have to make sure that we're feeding ourselves mind, body, and soul with positive things. Health is only one third of that equation, as far as what you consume by food or drink. You have to take care of yourself spiritually. And mentally, your mind has to take a back seat to your heart, your sacred heart center. Has to take a back seat. Has to be second in command to compassion.
That was absolutely magnificent, because something I've learned in myself, you only want to use words that penalize, that open the heart, penalize the eye and the mind's eye, and the root chakra at the same time, and then you know you're moving forward. Because I write everything in first person, Tiffany, but something I've done is probably I quit punctuating things, because punctuation is a control. But I took all the not words out of my life, except for one. I use one don't word, and it's I don't know, and it's a key to my life, because I don't know, but I'm willing to expand into it. So how does this, you know, you're a Reiki master, and you got crystal Reiki and all this. Reiki is probably one of the, I'm a Reiki master also, but Reiki, when you go under a Reiki treatment or a Reiki hypnosis, I never want to come back. They leave me.
Almost
put the tubes in and just leave me. But how does Reiki and the holistic foods and all that start taking away the disease of life, because it's our bodies at dis-ease with ourselves?
Sure. And here's something, too, as you know, as a Reiki master teacher as well, is that if someone comes to us for a healing session, all right, they have to do their part. That's the key. It's not that we wave a magic wand and poof, they feel better, right? They have to sincerely do their part to make sure that they are getting rid of this disease or dis-ease once and for all. And but look at how everything that we've been taught. Go to a doctor. Don't question the doctor. Follow the doctor's commands and orders, blah, 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 right? No. You know your body better than anyone else. And how many people have said they've gotten an argument with doctors or that their doctors don't listen to them when they tell them that they know something is going on in their body? And so people that come to us for healing, they want it. They're willing to do their part. And so it's not just the body. It's helping the mind, body, and soul connection. When you align these three, this is what gets you back to perfect health. This is what people call so-called miracles. These are people who had healed themselves. They took an active role, and they did it.
You know, you just said the key thing, the hall of life. If you ain't willing to be accountable and responsible, who is for your own life?
That's it.
And I mean, and you know, the thing is, something I've really expanded into, Tiffany, I'll get your feeling. I took the word change, heal, create, and transformation totally out of my deal. I use the words expand, energize, and enterprise, but something I really come into, change can be measured, why expand is limitless. How are we willing to change but unwilling to expand, to let go of everything in your current life? Because to go where you really desire, everything you have now will not be there when you're over there, when you cross, get over to where they're at.
But here's the thing, like a rubber band, okay? You stretch it. We really are getting back to how we divinely are. It's not that we're changing to something we never have been. We have been there. We just forgot what it was like. And then you stretch that rubber band and you let go. It goes back to its original size. It goes back to its original state of being. And this is what we're getting back to, our original state of being.
And,
we have been pulled and stretched too far, right? We've had enough.
And that's very true. And, you know, here's the thing. Everybody wants to be everything to fit in society. But here's something I think that what I'm hearing you say is you let society fit into your life. How do you, is that what I'm hearing?
Right. It's to, when you start seeing things as illusion, and I'll tell you, those in the holistic, and in the holistic profession actually we do see the illusion more because we try to apply it into our life. And what I mean by one of the biggest challenges I have heard in talking with other holistic practitioners is when they first start with their business is charging people, all right? Because money is an illusion as far as how we feel, right? It doesn't exist in the upper vibrations. So how are we – you have to find this beautiful balance. And so it comes to the understanding that money is an energy exchange, but we don't worship the money. You know what I mean? And a lot of us will trade and barter. This is how we used to be before the whole money system came about. And really, the money system is new compared to how long we have been alive.
And that's very true. I'm on Tiffany's, Reverend Tiffany's website, and it's whitesagewoman.com. And she's got some online courses there. So after listening to her and feeling the energy, just feel and understand how she would expand your life and allow you to let go of what you know and expand into the I don't know, the flow and the go. Just feel how that is, because the energy of her voice shows you the way to a better way. And the online courses you have, you got a meditation class, a pendulum class, psychic medium develop training class. What would somebody was wanting to get into being, they felt they was a psychic medium, what would this class give them, Tiffany?
Sure, actually, training isn't a bad word, isn't the right word. It's really an awakening. It's awakening what's already within you, because we all have these abilities. And that's all that any of these courses are, is an awakening. It's helping you to remember who you are, remember who you divinely are. And so that's why each psychic medium class is different, because it's structured just for, not really structured, but it's just for you, or for the person taking the class, I should say. Because I ask my guides to talk with the other person's guides, and we develop something that's going to be personalized for them to help them to expand their awareness.
And here's the one, the Reiki, the Crystal Reiki Master Certification class with all the crystals, because, you know, crystals are connected to Earth, and that's where we've really had a disconnect. How does a Crystal Reiki Master Certification class connect you with the crystals, connect you back to the Earth?
Oh, absolutely. Anyone that's held a crystal in their hand for any length of time will immediately know what I'm talking about, about how you get this sense of familiarity, like, oh, this feels very familiar to me. I instantly feel connected and grounded to Earth, to nature, and at the same time up to the sky energy. So you're this beautiful figure eight, right, with your feet in the ground, but yet you reach out into the sky, or a huge tree, whatever symbolism you like. And so they really do make you feel better when you hold them, and then it kind of becomes, you know, where you try to put more, you know, you get more and more in your home, and when they're like spread all out, you're really putting out like a crystal grid, and they're very powerful. Crystal grids are very powerful, and this is where many of our bodies are shifting and changing. Our DNA is changing, and our chakras are turning crystalline, and so this helps us to communicate so much better. It's like an antenna. It's a spiritual tool for us when we hold the crystals and work with crystals and gemstones. It helps us to tune in better.
And here, Tiffany has a medical, intuitive, and a psychic medium readings gallery style coming up in, it's in Florence, Massachusetts, on September 28th, 2013, Saturday at 1 p.m. And you can call to RSVP at 413-320-4919. Give people some enlightenment about what they would expand through with that.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, this is something fun for me and a fellow friend. Tanya Terrell is the medical intuitive, and we decided to work together and at one of my friend's shops. And so we teamed up. We're going to team up this Saturday. And she's going to give the medical intuitive reading, and I'm going to give the psychic medium reading. Now, the thing about Tanya Terrell is a really great medical intuitive, and we work well together. And it's not surprising that Tanya and I actually had a past life in Egypt, and we worked together in Egypt in healing people. So that's why we decided we need to come together and do a little bit more work in this life as well.
And here's the thing. You just hit past life. Mm-hmm. People really, when you can open up to understand you have a past life and it really has a lot to do with today, you can really let go and expand. So tell them how an intuitive reading will actually expand them out of a past life and get them into the present so they can live their desired desires.
As soon as they recognize, because patterns will repeat, all right? Not just in this life, but sometimes the patterns carry over. And as soon as they recognize that there is a pattern that is repeating in their life and that they can stop it, that really empowers someone. Oh, now I understand why this happened. Okay. You know, and sometimes just being aware of it stops it. You totally are, I'm done now. I understand it. I get it. I understand why I react. There was a great story, and I'll give you an example. There was a story years ago about this young boy who had received a telescope for his birthday. It was a birthday gift, all right? And so he was like 5 years old. And so his dad was like, all right, here, let me set it all up. And he looked through the telescope, and he started to freak out. The kid got on the floor, he was screaming and kicking, and they couldn't figure out what is going on. He's just looking through the telescope, what's wrong? And this kid would have nothing to do with his telescope. And so they didn't know what to do, and they didn't know who to turn to, and they were talking to friends, and finally they're like, well, there's a psychic, I really should come in. And she does you know, all sorts of readings. And most psychics, we can tap into someone's past lives or even just talking with our guides and they'll tell us. But so what happened really was the psychic came in and she talked to the little boy and she goes, you know what happened? She goes, he was a captain on a submarine, was looking through the periscope when they got bombed. And he remembers that. That's why he was having a fit. And, you know, as soon as she told the little boy that it was okay, that was a past life, and helped the parents, it stopped. It went away and never happened again.
And you know, that's kind of ironic how that one thing just kind of just wipes out everything for the past.
Sure.
Now I'm on. It really does. But I'm on the Tiffany's website, whitesagewoman.com, and the call in number is 718-305-6548. But I'm on your ministry services tab. And I'm going down through here. There's spiritual counseling, wedding ceremonies, baptism, naming ceremonies. When you do a ceremony, what is the enrichment that people would feel going through the ceremony with you?
Well, the ceremony itself is like all ceremonies should be a very sacred ceremony. And I don't like to think of myself as pretty much like the middle person, but more as the that tuning tool, right, that amplifies any of these ceremonies. I'm just there as a messenger to help bring in divine love and light and to help everyone, no matter what type of ministry service they select.
And now I'm on the testimonial pages, and I'm going to read the second one down because it's the one that caught my eye. Tiffany is a beautiful person. She is extremely gifted. I have been blessed enough to have a healing and a reading session with her. The peace she leaves with you is something that is not experienced often. Her accuracy has been amazing, and her guidance is gentle and pointed. Thank you, Tiffany. It was February 23rd, 2013. But if you've been listening to Tiffany's voice and Tiffany's energy, that resonates with everybody because it does with me. And here, how is the world actually more mystical than physical? It is to me. I mean, but
yeah,
am I just...
Well, we have to remember we're pure energy. Plain and simple.
Yes.
We are. Everything is alive. Everything is alive and breathing and has a purpose. I mean, we have forgotten how to see things energetically, but we're being reminded because more and more people are waking up to this. But your couch is alive. It vibrates. You know that it never really touches the floor. We see it touch the floor, but it's alive and vibrates. Everything is alive. And we're all energy. And we are connected and live in harmony, or we can live in disharmony, which is how we have been living for thousands of years, and we've had enough. And it's time to turn back to that harmony, that harmonious time.
And, go ahead. And that's very true. But here's the thing. You know, I've really come to understand this, and I'll get your feeling. I'm a spiritual energy, relishing my spiritual experience here on Earth, because outside of a science book, nobody can tell me that I'm a human being, and science is not always right, and books haven't always been right. How do you feel about that?
Well, I totally agree. And that's been one of my things. You know, it's interesting because I wanted to be an oceanographer, a marine biologist, but I didn't because I would be labeled a scientist, and I didn't want to be labeled a scientist. And see, I also remember way back lives in Atlantis where I worked with dolphins and whales, so I understood why I was drawn to that, to go back and try to help them. But I witnessed how we got ourselves into this predicament, and there was a division, so to speak. All the divine seers and healers, whether they were priests and priestesses, and we knew that what was happening, that the scientists, so to speak, were felt powerful in the human bodies, because we used to have light forms, how we truly are, right? And to survive on Earth, and especially the dense atmosphere here, and it's a greenhouse, really. To survive on this greenhouse, we had to put on these suits, so to speak, all right? So once we got into these bodies, and people started to turn away from God. Well, we're co-creators. We can co-create. We can do this. We can do that. We're powerful. We don't need God anymore. And whatever you call God, creator, the divine light, whatever, this is what I'm talking about here. They turned away from who the divine light of who they truly are and decided to settle into a lower vibration. And that was the start of it all.
Now, we talked a little bit earlier, and I waited for this question. If we really wanted to cure all diseases, we could find the frequency and raise the frequency of that disease and of the body and change from a acid to an alkaline body, and all diseases would leave. How would that put all the medical people out of business?
Well, they already
are not. It'd slow their business down, I should say.
Right. Well, here's the thing when I say, not all doctors are bad, because there's great emergency care that's out there, and emergency type of surgeries and things like that, and the emergency medicine. What happens is that and when we know this medication wasn't made to be taken for a long period of time, only for temporary. So, yeah, it threatens a lot of people. It threatens insurance companies. Do you see how it's all tied together? It threatens every, because if we are at a complete health and wellness, we do not need that type of care or insurance and big pharma. We don't need any of that, big pharmacy, right? So, of course, they're threatened by all of this. But we can, and, you know, it's energy. We can move any dis-ease right out of our body. It's all energy. Just move it out. Move it out. You moved it in, you can move it out.
You know, that's very true. We're out of time, but, you know, that's true. People actually can make themselves sick with their thoughts and their energy.
Yes. Yes.
And that's where we're at today. And we're out of time, and Reverend Tiffany's website is whitesagewoman.com. And if you've been listening, you've heard a lot of energetic wisdom come through your ears and to open your heart so you can see a better way to live. And I want to thank Reverend Tiffany and all the listeners in the chat room, but I want Reverend Tiffany to give everybody some wisdom to live by, and I'm going to close out the show.
Oh, well, just remember who you are. Be the love and the light that you are. Just remember that. Very simply. It's supposed to be simple.
You know, that's the thing. We try to complicate simple.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Well,
and I'll
so
be
much.
Here next Tuesday. I'm Robert Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NL Radio. We'll be here next Tuesday. Thank all the listeners. Thank you, Reverend Tiffany, and thank everybody.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week.